even throughout the most difficult of hardships that I've endured after deciding to quit my corporate job to pursue my passion, I can definitely say that there has not been one day that I have regretted leaving.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another Freedom Nation podcast. And on today's show, I have Lucy Potasnik. Lucy is an interesting cat. You're gonna get a kick out of her. She started off at age 16 because she wanted a horse and ended up learning how to train and trade horses, which led her to a career doing that along with a corporate career in a cubicle, like some of you, and freed herself from that cubicle after a few years. Lucy's also a speaker, coach, and entrepreneur. So, Lucy, welcome to the show, my friend.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited and grateful.
I am so glad to have you on. I love your story. I heard it on another podcast and just had to have you on the show because you resonate with our audience. So let's start off. Let's tell them your story. So how did you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, I like to start off by saying I was a little girl with a big dream. I grew up just outside of Detroit in the suburbs. And ever since I can remember, I've been obsessed with horses. Absolutely obsessed. And so logically, I would beg my dad day in and day out, "Dad, please buy me a horse." Unfortunately, my parents were blue collar workers. My mom had two factory jobs. Horses were just outside of the realm of possibilities. But I never gave up on my dream. And to the fact where, like, I would pray at night, "Dear God, please let me dream that I'm dreaming that I'm riding a horse just so that it actually feels like I'm doing it in real life." Like, I was like real time obsessed. And which makes perfect sense because Napoleon Hill says that the start of all achievement comes from a burning desire. And I can say with absolute confidence that I had that burning desire ever since I can remember. And so the day I turned 16 was the same day I got my driver's license and the day that I created my Craigslist ad, which said, I'll ride your horse for free, which essentially translated to a bunch of Yahoos calling me with their unbroke, green broke horses that hadn't been touched, ridden, or handled in 5 or 10 years. And so I'm this confident, cocky 16-year-old driving out to these people's properties, riding their horses. And the next thing, I'm getting bucked off, thrown off, flipped over, you name it, what happened. But it's kind of like life is going to throw you curveballs. You're going to get thrown off the horse and you just stay laser focused on your goals and you never give up. And it was just that relentless drive of never giving up. And I was, no matter how many times that life knocked me down and I ate dirt, I was just the happiest thing to crawl right back on the horse and give it another try. So it was very much so of a failing forward process. And I never received any sort of formal education or instruction. The horses have taught me everything that I know today. And fast forward, I've went on to build and scale a 7-figure business, buying, training, and selling horses all over the country and opening up one of Michigan's largest public trail riding companies. And I don't say all of that to say, "Oh, hey, look at me." I say that because me and you are exactly the same. And if I can do it, you can do it. And now I'm just absolutely obsessed with teaching people all about quantum physics and how to leverage the laws of the universe to essentially very intentionally create the life you desire.
Okay. Now, you didn't just go ride horses and life was great, though. There was a corporate career in there, too, wasn't there?
Yeah. So what had happened was I start riding horses and next thing I meet this horse dealer and this horse dealer gets in 50 horses a week. So here I am riding 50 horses a week, and I had to move them and sell them fast, quick, fast, cheap. Because if I didn't sell all these horses, he was shipping them to Canada to the slaughterhouses. So I'm a 16-year-old girl on a mission to save all the horses of the world, right? And that was kind of my first step in the door of what entrepreneurship is, and that the sky's the limit. And if you apply yourself, and whether you want to ride 5 horses, 10 horses, or 15 horses a day, whatever you want, whatever you put in is what you're going to get out. And so I sold horses all throughout high school, all throughout college. And as soon as I graduated college, I immediately got swooped up into the corporate world. So I was doing corporate, which was definitely a different look, because half of the time I'm in cowboy boots covered in mud and horsehair. And then during the day, I'm in suits and high heels. So here I am. I'm working at this tier one automotive supplier, and they have me doing Excel spreadsheets. And I was doing these massive Excel spreadsheets. It turns out I was like an Excel wizard. And so I'd be doing thousands and thousands of lines of Excel. And the whole time that I was doing my Excel spreadsheets, I had my earphones in. And I was listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I'm so fortunate and so blessed to have just been able to listen to hours and hours of his wisdom. And I would be taking notes. And his second law of success for like ultimate success and fulfillment is don't die with your music still inside of you. And that resonated with me so hard. And I knew I had this burning desire that I was meant for more, and that life in the cube, it had its perks and it had its security. And sure, it was this cozy, comfy corporate job that had everything I really could have wanted in terms of full benefits, the salary, the paid vacations. They even sent us off on fun field trips some days. Like, it was a cool corporate job. But at the end of the day, like, I ultimately felt like something was missing. And I constantly had this pull, and I constantly had this pull. And then I remember me and my mom are very close. And so she would always help me video the horses, so that way I could get pictures and sale videos to create the horse advertisements. And on the weekends, we'd hook up the truck and trailer, and me and her would go, like, Michigan is the shape of a mitten. So we would try to make like a loop around the mitten and see how many horses we can pick up on a Saturday afternoon, and try to come back home with a full trailer. So now we're always really close to BFF. And I remember it was a December evening, and I was talking to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I sold 6 horses this month. And just in case you might not realize, Michigan gets really cold in the winter months, and therefore horseback riding, it becomes a seasonal activity. So to be able to sell 6 horses in a cold winter month is something that really meant a lot. I'm like, Mom, I can do this. I made twice as much money selling horses than I did in the cube. Like, I can do this. I know I can. And I remember her saying, honey, I love you so much. And as your mother, I can't tell you in good consciousness to leave your corporate job. But I love you, and I'm your mother, and I can't not tell you to follow your dream. So just don't tell your father I told you. Because my dad, on the other hand, my dad's super old school, God bless him. And he has the mindset of, like, you put in your 30 years, you get the pension, you do the whole gig. And he's like, you're just going to throw away something that people have worked their whole lives to obtain? And I'm like, well, Dad, I think I am. And so anyways, it was hands down one of the scariest, we're talking about like absolutely terrifying decisions that I have ever made. But I must say that it has been one of the most wildly rewarding decisions I've ever made. And although there's been highs and lows, and there have been valleys, even throughout the most difficult of hardships that I've endured after deciding to quit my corporate job to pursue my passion, I can definitely say that there has not been one day that I have regretted leaving. So if anybody is listening to this, just know that you just have to believe in yourself and embrace unshakable faith. When you believe in yourself and you lean into unshakable faith, it's like miracles will unfold before you, and doors of opportunity will open, and all of a sudden you're in the right place at the right time. But you got to have faith.
Wow. That is awesome. It's an amazing story. I'm proud of you for what you did, because that's hard. And this is kind of doubly hard because you're making that decision of, okay, I'm going to leave my job, but you're also making that decision that am I going to disappoint my parents because of all the help that they gave me along the way? And I'm giving up this great job, but the reality is it wasn't such a great job. Thank God you had plenty of time to listen to Wayne Dyer while you were doing that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's funny is that, so I was in corporate for 3 years, and the first year and a half, I had the most wonderful, amazing, high vibrational boss, and anything he needed, like, I was happy to assist him. Yep. I wanted to go out of my way to help out. If he needed me to stay late, not a problem. Like, I really, like, he was just a good person. And then halfway through, they switched me and he gave me another boss. And I knew the day that it happened that it was not going to end well, because they gave me the worst boss in the world, who was the most negative, pessimistic, miserable individual you could ever imagine. And here I am, like, I had just saw the movie The Secret when I was 18. So I'm like, oh, I'm supercharged, because I'm like so excited. I'm like, this movie is brilliant. It's empowering. All I have to do is think a thought and believe it, and I can achieve it. This is amazing. Law of attraction is real. Like, let's rock and roll. And he's like, and here I'm like radiating positivity, and he's probably just as annoyed as me with my happy ass.
Why is she so happy all the time? You're driving me crazy.
We had to travel together. We had to travel all over the country to these different plants. And here he is, like, king of negativity, literally listing out every single thing that could possibly go wrong. And I'm over here like, Justin, we live in a vibrational universe. We live in an attraction-based universe where your focus goes, your energy flows. So if you're constantly focusing and speaking what you don't want, you are going to attract those things to you. And I'm hanging out with you, so I don't want to experience your poor reality.
You are literally sucking the life out of my body every day that I'm around you.
Yeah, and one of what's so crazy, it's like, that's some of the things that, like, we don't realize, like, when we're going through the difficult times of life, and we have these people that are just on our last nerve or making us so uncomfortable or just bringing us down, making us unhappy, like, thank God that person crossed my path. Thank you, Jesus, that Justin was placed in my path. Because if he was not in my path, I probably would have never left my corporate job, because it wasn't comfortable enough.
Yep.
And so you have to, like, really understand that life doesn't happen to you. Life happens for you. And even in the difficulty, even in the struggle, we're faced with those obstacles because we're meant to overcome them. And when we overcome them with certainty and grace and confidence, we come out bigger, better, bolder, wiser, stronger on the other side of those obstacles.
Well, and the way I look at it from your perspective, though, you were at that point of basically the seventh step in our Freedom Day method, which is you make a decision. Do you stay or do you go? Do you quit or do you stay? And you could have easily, you enjoyed what you did. It doesn't mean that you had to leave. If you didn't have a crappy boss, you might have stayed there. But the difference was, you had already created more income outside of that. So you didn't have the financial stress. You had the life suck stress of the job. So you could have easily made the decision, okay, I'm just going to stay here and I can collect a paycheck and have good benefits and get some fun stuff that I get to do, even though I do spreadsheets all day. Or you reach the point that you eventually came to, which was, I'm making a lot more money outside of it, and I don't like my job anymore. I don't like the person I'm working with. I'm out of here. So it's okay. Either decision that you made at that point was the right decision. You just chose one that I think fit your personality more as well, which was, you, there was so much more of you that the world needed to see. And being in that cubicle, that was just kind of boxing you in.
Oh, absolutely. And this, still, like, even how you say, like, the financial wasn't a worry or a concern. It still was, because there was the, it's really nice when you have that security of a check coming in every single week, or in my case, bi-weekly. And so leaving that security, if you will, of the check, like, that was really scary, because I realized, I'm like, it's on me. Like, I have bills to pay. But if I, like, it's do or die, like, this is on me. And so that was really scary. And actually, that is what propelled me into real estate investing.
Okay. Yeah.
So after I quit my corporate job, I figured, okay, I was on, like, it was a $60,000 salary that I walked away from, which essentially came down to two $1,500 checks a week. I'm sorry, every other bi-weekly. So essentially, I was making $3,000 a month from, like, after taxes or whatever. So I told myself, okay, I want to be able to have that $3,000 coming in no matter what. How do I create passive income? And I was like, well, if I could take the profits from the horses and invest them into real estate, I can go ahead and start renting out these houses. And then I can guarantee, hopefully, a check that comes in every single month that I can sort of count on. And then that was when I started looking at real estate investments. And then I joined Michigan Real Estate Investors Club. And that's when I really started learning the intricacies of the real estate investors. That was the first time I learned what a wholesaler was. And now at this point in the game, I've done everything from buy and holds to fix and flips to lease options. And now we're moving into foreclosures and probate. So kind of dabbled in a little bit of those things, but that those have always been just like a side hustle to create an additional stream of income on the side to support my, I guess, like, not really just support my horseback riding business, but it was just like a,
well, it gave you that more consistent income, because it is a little bit more seasonal, because you live where it's cold, and if you're trying to sell horses in the winter, you can end up with horsicles, and that's not good. So.
Exactly.
Well, and that, honestly, that's the other part that people need to understand. If you're going to replace your corporate job where you have the guaranteed paycheck or whatever, you do probably need more than one income source. I was telling a lady that I interviewed on her podcast the other day. She asked me about my income sources, and I said, well, I have 17 different real estate or 17 different completely markedly different income sources that come in every month. And she was like, 17? How do you do that? I'm like, well, I just set them up. Most of them are passive, so I don't have to do a whole heck of a lot of work. It's just kind of maintaining them as we go. And a lot of them kind of support each other, but I don't worry at all. Even if we go through a recession, I'm like, some of these will thrive even more in a recession. Others will wane back a little bit, but I make way more than enough to live a very wonderful life with my wife. Life is good, and you don't have to worry about it. So start to look at, okay, I need to, one, replace my income, but if it's kind of inconsistent and spotty, then look for things like Lucy did, where you found real estate, and it's another vehicle that, hey, you can create that consistency to it.
Yeah. And a lot of the decisions, like, everything that's happened has happened very organically. Like, for example, when I say that I accidentally opened up one of Michigan's largest public trail riding companies, it happened just because I love trail riding. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I wanted to share that with the world. And so I started sharing that with friends and family, and then word of mouth spread, and then and then COVID happened, and then everything got shut down. Everyone was locked inside. They couldn't go anywhere, but hey, if you're on a horse, you're 6 feet apart. So that blew up, and then that took that business to an entirely different level, because instead of being a solopreneur where I literally did every single thing, that's when I started to really have to start hiring a team and stepping up as a team leader, which was a whole nother level in the evolution or the growth, if you will. So it's definitely been, and to your point, like we were talking a little bit before the podcast, I had done what most entrepreneurs do. It's like you leave your corporate job and then you build this business that from the minute my eyes open in the morning until my head hits the pillow, I'm working on my business nonstop, to the point where it was affecting my relationships as well as like the time I was able to spend with my family. And to me, if you asked me, I would have just said like, oh, it's normal. Oh, that's like the life of a business owner, and make excuses for it and say like, I talk about how much I loved it. But once I really started to understand that if you can hire somebody, because we can't, like, we have our unique genius zones, and there's a lot of things that I was doing that are not my strongest skill set, that are not the highest and best use of my time. Answering the phones and answering people's questions, like, how much is a trail ride? Like, that's what drive you crazy. And so what I was able to do, and what it took me a little bit to learn this lesson, but when I started hiring and putting people in the right places, that if you would have asked me, I would have said, oh, nobody can do it better than me. Nobody can do it better than me. But I was blown out of the water when I learned that not only can they do it as well as I did, they can do it better than I did. So essentially, I'm making my business, not only am I making my business better and stronger, but I'm actually like buying my freedom back. Now I'm not a slave to my phone. It's like every time my phone rings or a text message, like, I can be present with friends, family, loved ones. And it's a game changer, because now I truly am able to experience a whole nother level of freedom beyond, like, there's the freedom of the cube, but then there's like freedom of your business. And when you're able to work on your business instead of in your business, gosh, not only can you come up with so many more exciting, creative, innovative ideas and solutions, but you experience freedom on a totally another level. And just, it's really, it's beautiful, but you got to kind of trust the process. And again, rely on that unshakable faith.
Absolutely. Fantastic. All right. Before we bounce into something else, let's talk about quantum mechanics and how that kind of fits into this whole conversation.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. All right. So the reason why I'm so excited about teaching people all about the laws of the universe and how to leverage and what the site. So what quantum physics states is essentially that we live in a vibrational universe where all things live and all things vibrate. Everything's energy. We are energetic beings. And so everything is vibrating at a certain frequency, and like attracts like. So therefore we don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. So if we want more love, if we want to receive more love, we have to pour out more love. If we want more money, we have to embody the energy of abundance, and we have to become more generous. And so it's just like the more you pour out gratitude, God listens, and he's going to place more things in your path to be grateful for. And so what I like to do, so now I've moved on, and now I coach and I teach people how to leverage the laws of the universe. And we have essentially a 16-week program that allows people to rewire their subconscious mind and transform their identity, so that way they can start taking massive action towards their goals. Because if you are where you are today based on every single thought that you've thought, or every single action you've taken, or every single decision you've made, if you continue to think the same ways and take the same actions, make the same decisions, you're going to continue to be the same person. And that New Year's resolution that keeps showing up year after year is going to continue to show up year after year. You have to essentially become a totally different person, and and your identity is who you believe that you are. And that's kind of like the thermostat of your life. So there was a quote, it was said, I wish I remembered it verbatim, but essentially it said, you have to be like the moth to the flame, and you have to let go of everything that you know, everything that you believe that you are, in to the flame of your desire. And that way you can transform and become the person that has the lifestyle that you desire to have. And so many of us, we're all conditioned. And what I mean by that is, if you take a step back and look at our lives, you'll notice that our lives is nothing more than a sequence of patterns. We do the same thing every morning, every afternoon, and every evening, day in and day out. We're by nature creatures of habit. And a lot of these patterns, we have patterns of focus, patterns of language, and patterns of physiology. So what we focus on, what we talk about, what we think about, and how we're moving our body, and all of these patterns are unconsciously running our lives. And so if we ever feel like
we're feeling stuck. It's because we're stuck in a story because we're allowing these unconscious patterns to run our life. And so what I love teaching people is the power of awareness and the power of intention, because when you shine the light of awareness on these patterns, they no longer have control over your life. And when you start using your imagination and you start setting your intentions and you start creating a vision, you start living life on purpose, and then you're taking measurable, massive action towards your goals. But what's holding people back is their software. A lot of times people are like, oh, well, I'm the problem. It's me. And like, yeah, it's important to take responsibility, but also, once you take a look at like what your core values are and what the rules are around those values, and you start to really like tweak them and play with them and truly start understanding like, wait, I'm thinking thoughts that don't serve me. I have beliefs that don't serve me. At the end of the day, a belief is nothing more than a thought that we continue to think. And that's the beautiful thing about meditation, is it allows us to become familiar of the thoughts that we're thinking. And then once we realize that we are not our thoughts, and every thought that we think is not necessarily true, then we have the power to change those thoughts. And when we begin to change our thoughts, we begin to change our emotions, because thoughts will essentially trigger how we're feeling. Whatever we think about is how we'll feel. It'll trigger an emotion. And then when we start talking about peak emotional states, like once you're able to control your thoughts and control your emotions, you gain back control of your life. So that's kind of in a nutshell of some of the different things that we touch base on.
I love it. Love it. Love it. What's new in your world that you might want to share with our audience?
What is new? Personally or professionally?
Hey, whatever you want to talk about. So
I would say probably the newest thing recently are the podcasts, and that's been a really exciting new chapter, because at this point in my life, I feel like if you're blessed, be a blessing. And how can you, like, I asked myself, how can I positively impact people around the world? How can I serve greater? How can I make a bigger difference? And I decided if I can get on as many podcasts as possible and just show people that there is a different way, that if people are feeling stuck, they don't have to be stuck. If you're stuck, it's because you're stuck in a story. We all have these different narratives that we keep telling ourselves and we keep telling everybody around us. And sometimes what we don't realize is the narrative might have us playing a victim role. And when we step into that space of a victim and blame outside circumstances or things that are external to us that we can't control, we're giving our power away. Mm-hmm. But when we switch our perspective and we start to understand that life happens for us, not to us, then we begin to take our power back. And so that's kind of what the quantum model of the world talks about. So the Newtonian model of the world is cause and effect. An event happens, and the event triggers an emotion. The quantum model of the world is switched around. It's causing an effect. So if you're able to experience the emotion before the event has occurred, you're living from the inside out, and you're allowing whatever you're thinking about, emotionalizing, visualizing, to vividly create the world that you're experiencing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's make a little transition here to the fast five questions. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So you wake up in the morning, business is totally gone. You have $500 in your pocket, laptop, computer, place to live, food and drink. What are you going to do first?
I have a laptop and I have a computer.
And $500.
And $500.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I'm going to do, I'm probably going to go ride a horse, to be honest with you. We're being honest. I feel like that's like my unique genius zone. And so some of my best ideas come to me when I'm riding a horse.
And you know, you can, you don't even need money to do it, because you've you'll figure out some way to go ride a horse for free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Oh, my God. So many of them. Which one do I choose? I would probably say some of the best advice that I had ever received was to dream big. And I know that sounds, again, like, oh, pie in the sky, dream big. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people are thinking too small. And yeah. They set goals that are too small simply because they don't know, they don't understand how it could be possible. They don't know the how. They don't know how it could happen. And because they don't know the how, they don't dare to dream or to believe. And I would encourage people to really step outside of their comfort zone and really start using their imagination in bold and audacious ways. Because one of the mistakes, so when I started in real estate investing, the year I was buying a house, a real estate property, and then I had heard this advice, and it was, dear humans, we love you so much, but you don't think big enough. You don't set your intentions high enough. And I was like, okay. And again, it was the December month, and here I am writing out my New Year's intentions. So instead of saying, I will buy another investment property this year, I scratched that out and I said, I will buy three properties this year. And again, I didn't know how this was going to happen. No clue. But I decided, what the heck? I'll write it down. Sure enough, August rolled around and I'm like, okay, universe. All right, God. Haven't bought a house yet. Time's ticking. And sure enough, I met a wholesaler and then a couple things. Just again, these synchronicities seem to line up, these coincidences, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then August, September, October, each month, I closed on three different houses in like what seemed to be an unexplainable path of least resistance, if you will. So because whatever you ask, you will find. So ask and it is given, seek you shall find. So you cannot focus on what you don't want. You have to stay laser focused on what you do want, because it will find you.
Not a mistake, just kind of a weird year.
My mistake was that I hadn't been dreaming big enough for so long. And so when I learned that I could dream big, then it like shifted everything. So that was my mistake, is that I wasn't dreaming big enough. And that's, I guess that was my thing.
Awesome. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
The first one, I guess that's directly correlated with this conversation that we're having, is it's by Esther Hicks and it's called Ask and It Is Given. And it really talks about how we are the powerful, magnificent creators of our own reality. We can be, do, have anything that we can dream of. And it actually gives you quite a bit of tangible strategies that you can start implementing to create the life of your dreams.
Awesome. That sounds like a good one. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
A tool that I use in my business every day? Emotional intelligence.
There you go.
That I can't stress enough that energy is our highest form of energy, or is our highest form of currency. And truly being able to become aware of the state that you're operating in, the energy that you're like, energy is contagious. And so if you're confident and happy and joyful and peaceful, like I remember one time I was standing at two times, one time at the bank, one time at the airport, somebody walked up to me and they're like, I don't know why, but I just feel so peaceful around you. Like you're radiating peace. And I thought that was kind of like a cool, unique compliment. Like how many times do people come to you and tell you? So, and again, like life is 10% about what happens and 90% of how you respond to it. So if you're able to control your emotions in a positive, constructive way, you are going to, not only from your customers, but from your employees, even if it's from your boss or your coworkers, you are going to experience so much more peace and simplicity and joy and ease if you're able to recognize what triggers you, how you're responding, and turn that around into something positive.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. All right. Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom is
my definition of freedom is being able to go wherever you want with whoever you want, whenever you want, and experience total ease and joy and pleasure while doing so.
Awesome. Great answer. So you've been just an absolute pleasure to have on the show. I love where you're coming from. If somebody's interested in reaching out to you, getting to learn a little bit about your programs, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so ultimatesuccessblueprint.com is our website. And what we have is this robust 16-week program that allows people to rewire their subconscious mind, transform their identity, and start taking massive action towards their goals. And what we've done is we've condensed this into, it's more like, it's like a 2-hour, 6-part series with easily digestible pieces. And normally this training, this condensed training, sells for $1,000 on the website, but we've actually have a promo code for you and all of your listeners.
Awesome.
So if they go to ultimatesuccessblueprint.com and type in Freedom Nation, all together is one word, Freedom Nation, you guys can go ahead and access, download for free, and you will be able to implement these strategies, these tools to really help you access and maintain peak emotional states, really just to live an intentional life and just start experiencing these feelings of joy, freedom, and peace today. So that is my gift for your audience.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for that. And I thank you from the audience. Audience, go out there and grab hold of it. You don't get, sometimes they say you don't get a free lunch. Well, here's a free lunch and something that's going to help you move your life and get into Lucy's world a little bit more, to where she can shine her excitement on you and certainly help you to move on to your next exit from the cubicle. So folks, thank you for joining us. We love having you on there or listening to the show. Make sure that if you have the opportunity, you subscribe to the channel and you also hit that little upvote button or hit a 5-star review, because by you doing that, it starts to get the show out to a wider audience. So the more and more that you can do that, the more lives we can change as a result. So Lucy, thank you for being on the show. We loved having you on today.
Oh, thank you so much, Deb. I had a great time.
It was wonderful. Folks, have a wonderful day, and we will see you back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.